Listen, I'm done. I'm sick of ads. And that's why we're offering you guys a way to listen to the Wednesday episode ad-free.
Guys, the news is out. You hate ads, so do we. And on Patreon right now, just for the $5 tier, you get Wednesday's episode. Wednesday's main feed episode that everybody gets. You now get that ad-free. No interruptions.
So now, the $5 tier on patreon.com/SipStocksPod. Every Wednesday, you get an ad-free version. And on Friday, you get the same bonus episode. And obviously, that is ad-free, too. Holy crap. That's a lot of value packed into one.
Two episodes a week. That's 8 episodes ad-free a month for $5.
$5.
We are losing money doing this.
We honestly might be losing money. But we wanted to give you guys the option because, you know, you hate ads. We do, too. So, $5 a month, patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And if you're an Apple user, just scan your face. It'll populate the same ad-free Wednesday episode and the Friday ad-free episode. So go do that. We love you guys. On to the episode.
All right, so what's going on? Bad Baby dropped a diss track on Alabama Barker after beating cancer.
How do you have enough T cells to drop a fucking album? Aren't you tired? You've been fucking literally fighting cancer. I didn't know she had cancer. First of all, let's just say this. Congratulations, that's incredible. What
for
did she have
cancer?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, the way you phrased it was I didn't know she had cancer. That's incredible.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, she beat cancer, from what I believe.
Do we know what type?
Trying to figure it out.
Well, listen, that's great, but that's funny. Because if I'm in the hospital or whatever, like, what's that stuff you got to beat cancer with? You got to put it. Yeah, you're doing chemo, writing diss songs.
So, yeah, you got to really piss somebody off to make them pop up out of chemo and drop a hot 16. So, Alabama Barker is a name that I heard this week, and now I know of it. What? Sorry, you just pulled up your recent searches, and it was Pornhub. Pornhub is your recent searches. So, what? Okay, she's the daughter of Travis Barker. But why do they beef? Oh, yeah, Forbes.com is the big bad beef between Bad Babe and Alabama Barker. You're fucking Forbes.
Who?
Forbes.
Stick to money.
Yeah, the 30 under 30. And then the rest of the year, they're like, the beef is sizzling. We must be at Korean barbecue because the beef is sizzling.
Everyone is just trying to get clicks.
Everything is pissing me off. Dude, clickbait isn't even clickbait anymore.
It's just news.
The baseline is just, like, you know how crazy you have to get with clickbait to be clickbait now? The baseline is just for clicks.
Yeah, the title needs to be, this is clickbait.
The word
to be clickbait.
Murders needs to be in all of the titles.
That's it. This is the most insane murder you've ever seen in murder history.
Murder.
Washington Post.
Murder.
Does Washington Post exist anymore?
NY Post.
That's different.
What the hell's a post?
What is a post?
Just where they post shit.
What's even happening?
Sick of the news.
You know what I'm sick of? The world.
Okay.
I am. Dude, I'm like, life is good, and I'm not saying like
dinosaurs, when the meteors were heading here, they're like, good.
Yeah, I do.
Good. I can't wipe my own ass. I have small hands. Good. You're sick of the world. What are you sick of?
Just like everyone relax.
Yeah.
Like, I think... What I don't like? I don't like when people realize that something works on the internet and then everyone just does it. Stop it. There's no
It's been like that for everything. Every TV show.
I know.
Every musician.
But no one feels
that. Elvis was like, huh, that's fun.
Well, yeah, he stole everyone's shit. But like, no one goes, hey, man, let's not do this because it's a clear ripoff. Like, at least move it left or move it right a little bit. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, people, there's no shame anymore. Like, this works, so let me just fucking copy it.
I think shame is one way to put it, but I also think there's a lack of risk with creativity. If they know something works, they're like, well, if we know this is proven to work, why don't we just do that so it can work for us? Instead of being like, let me try this brand new obsolete idea. Yeah, I've been reading. Let me try this obsolete idea that nobody's doing, and if it hits, everybody follows.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
It's like the fucking gold rush.
Go ahead.
People left their families for fucking flakes of gold in the goddamn river.
You know what's crazy? You know what's insane? Is that people left to do the gold rush not knowing if it was fucking real. There's no Twitter, no social media. There's no Twitter. There's no Reddit. There's no anything. So some fucking guy with a fucked up mustache comes in with like one cowboy boot missing and half a gonorrhea on his cock and goes, I just came back from California. There's gold. And then someone goes, hey, where's a map? I'll do it too.
This
way. One guy said this?
Follow the North Star.
What the fuck were they doing back then? No
it's
compasses?
Honestly great. I mean, you're like, buy honey and 19 kids. So the biggest families ever back in the day. Buy honey and 19 kids. I'm going to go find gold. And they were like, okay, we'll see you, I don't know, never?
How did they evaluate gold? Was there money back then? Or did they, were there like gold the blooms? What the fuck is a gold the bloom? And why
Jeff?
Did they good? Jeff the Goldblum.
It's just mind-blowing to me that like...
Why do they put money in a chest? No pockets? They're just putting in a box?
That was their bank. That was their direct deposit back in the day.
But like, you know what I mean? But how did they know? So they had like Goldblums, right? And then they walked into a store. How did they know? Did it say like, this comb is one Goldblum?
I don't know what like, a Goldblum is.
It's just like a piece of gold. But like, you're like, oh, cool, you have gold. Did they rank shit? Did they value shit in the store with gold? Like there wasn't a metric, like an economy.
Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't.
What is also fascinating? This is probably a dumb take, but I'm filled with them. It's funny that we made gold valuable. It was just a part of the earth.
Yeah.
And then we were like, no, this.
This.
We could be doing that with fucking pebbles.
We could have.
We could be like, oh man, you got sand? Holy shit!
Oh my god.
You could make that into glass.
Shoelaces?
Yeah, but gold already existed. It's not like it just dropped out of the heaven one day, right?
It was underneath the earth.
It was underneath the earth, yeah.
And but like, we why don't we do that with fucking volcanic ashes?
We could have.
Why don't we do it with anything?
Because I think-
pressure makes diamonds. What's that all about?
Well, dude, the funny
thing
is-
Was coal really diamonds?
Excuse me? No, yeah. But here's the thing.
Coal is diamonds?
Yeah, coal is diamonds. But here's the thing.
Fires me up.
So- What Whoa. I'm saying is, what's crazy, and I've said this before, is that the diamond industry, diamonds aren't rare. Diamonds industry just hold diamonds.
You have a friend of the diamond company.
Excuse me? His name is the
commercial?
Beer.
You have a friend
every kiss
the
begins
diamond.
With K? Every kiss?
Yeah.
Not every fucking kiss.
Yeah, some kisses start with, oh, fuck.
Yeah, some kisses are on different lips.
Yeah.
Pussy.
It is funny to kiss pussy lips like lips. You should...
I do.
Good night.
Oh, dude, saying good night to
have
pussy
fun at
lips.
Work.
Yeah.
Good night, sweetie. Well, it's like a townhouse upstairs, downstairs.
Hell yeah.
Two
I
different
like
tenants.
Downstairs.
Oh, all right.
But it is.
We made gold valuable,
also with the fucking diamond thing. And again, I know I've already said this, but like they hold the diamonds. So there's a lack of supply. So then diamonds
it's
are
like
valuable.
Like what Rolex does and all these other fuck brands yeah. that are like, they have an inventory and they're like, you got to sign up to get it. You got to apply to get it. There's only so many.
But what is
you got to be a part of the Ferrari club to get a Ferrari. What?
It is funny.
Just so I can total it and wrap it around a tree at 38?
Yeah, I lost my kid. But I will say that it is funny with the Ferrari though, because they have to allow you to buy a Ferrari. And then if you alter the Ferrari a little bit, they go, you can't buy another one. They like take you off the list.
How do they know? Kelly Blue Book?
No, if like
Pimp My Ride?
If they see like pictures of it or something, or they there's a lot of actors and who athletes and shit that like they put like a different shit on the Ferrari and they change it and then Ferrari goes, cool, can't buy another one.
What the fuck? They put like a Bluetooth connector, they're like, get out.
For real. No, they put like they paint a certain color or they put body modifications on the car.
The ego on you to be like, you can't change it. That's how it was made.
Shut the fuck up, you Italian bitch.
Shut up. I'll put a Ferrari logo on my Altima. I don't give a fuck.
Also, dude, I spent $250,000 on this thing. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I'll paint this bitch like a goddamn saddle shoe. I don't give a fuck.
If you're on Pimp My Ride right now in your current car, but you can only add one major detail, what are you adding?
A refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I would love a refrigerator.
I would put a urinal in the back.
You know what? Your idea is better than mine.
Dude, I have to pee so much in the car.
Goddamn.
I got about 30 minutes pre and post piss before I got another one loading up. If you want me to drive like, hey, can you pick me up from the airport? That's an hour and a half. I'm going to piss.
Do you leave a water bottle? Like, how do you do it?
Panic. Hold my bladder.
Oh, so you just
I'll
you
piss in water bottles. I'll piss in a Prime before.
Yeah.
Shout out Logan. Not an ad. Yeah, so that's the only good part about having a Tesla being hands-free. I can just pee in water bottles while I'm driving, doing like 95.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, this is a dumb question. I know that. But it is really hands-free.
Hands-free.
You turn the bitch on. Yeah. And it drives itself.
Yeah, but you can't be on your phone because there's a little. I guess that's out of legality, so you don't hit another car and be like, "I was on your phone," like blah blah blah. So you're still like eyes on the road, so you can like take control, I guess. Because from what I heard, I thought it was connected to Bluetooth because I'd be on self drive and I'd pull up my phone and I'd be like, "Ah, put your hands on the wheel, put your hands on the wheel," I'm like a little freak bitch. But now I realize somebody told me there's a little camera, and this can be wrong. Most things I say are. But there's a little camera up top and it sees if your eyes are looking down or away from the road. So you're just like self-drive is fine, but you're just sitting there. You're like, I would rather just drive.
What if you just put the phone like this?
That's a good idea.
And just look out the road.
Maybe you put your phone, you tape it to your windshield.
This is good.
And then you get a mouse and then you drive like this. And then you're just gooning at 98 miles an hour.
Dude, buy an iPad.
Yeah.
Put it on the fucking windshield.
I'm going to try that.
And then use it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Trevor. It is it's a camera on the cabin, and it monitors your eye movement and head position.
Let me tell you something. It's not only monitoring that. It's watching you.
Yeah. How is that always recording?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What was that
thing? I also hate people that are like, you see all these stickers on Teslas right now. They're like, I bought this before we knew Elon was crazy. Shut up. It's a fucking stupid electric battery car. This isn't like a political stance.
Yeah, but people now think it is. Dude, have you seen people changing logos?
Really?
It's the funniest thing ever.
No way.
They put like a Honda logo. I swear to God, I saw a Tesla. Actually, saw pictures with a Honda logo, and they take and it says like Honda Accord on the back.
Right, but
it's clearly a Tesla.
But it's not like this is some like militant like World War II tank pulling up. It's like if you work at a smoothie shop, you see a Tesla coming in, you're not like, "Fuck, all right, get the guns. This could be a lunatic."
Yes, that's it. Look at this, Honda Civic.
Kind of looks like one, honestly.
It does, honestly. That's how dumb our brains are that we just see Honda and Civic go, it looks like one. Because it doesn't at all.
So, I mean, is mine a bad take?
What was your take?
All I'm saying is, like, you don't need the sticker. I'm not going to drive past somebody in Tesla, but you're probably an insane person.
Yeah, but I think you are propping up the dude that people that is now a heavily like politicalized dude.
So people see me in a Tesla and think that?
Yeah, they go, wow, he probably does that hand thing.
Well, that's how I signal.
Oh. No, bikers do that shit.
Yeah. But that's the annoying part is like, maybe I'm annoyed because I have a Tesla. And it's like, I don't think that that's how I think that I drive the car, but other people might think that. So yeah. I see this bumper sticker and be like, I bought this before I knew it. It's crazy. Whoa.
Also, do you know how much, can I just say this?
Everyone's insane.
Do you know how much shit that you own that is you bought by someone that's insane?
Yeah.
Dude,
nice Nike hoodie. You want to see where they make those?
Yeah, really small hands.
Volkswagen, Mercedes.
Volkswagen, yeah, BMW.
Dude, Volkswagen my mom comes with ovens.
No, that's Pimp My Ride. My mom, when I first got a BMW a couple of years ago, my mom was like, Trevor, I would appreciate if you didn't buy a German car because it supports, you know, Germany, and we have ancestors, and we're Jewish descent. I'm like, yeah, but
it's an M3.
There's no fired Jewish cars. What the fuck?
There's not.
What do we have? Heelys? What is a Jewish brand car? Please look this up.
There is no Jewish brand car.
What the fuck? Yeah. Not.
There's not.
Not even a Mazda. Like, we got nothing. There's nothing. No Jewish brand car.
There's none.
Dude, that actually blows my mind. And my mom was mad at me. She has every right to be mad for getting a BMW back in the day, but like.
The Sabre Sport GT, the first Israeli sports car.
The Saab, what is it? Is that a Saab or is that a different than a Saab?
And you hit the horn and it just goes, oi. What the fuck am I supposed to drive? There's no Jewish cars?
You're fine, dude.
No, I know, but like any.
Probably most CEOs of car companies are Jewish, right? There's gotta be some.
I don't know about BMW.
No, not BMW and not Volkswagen.
So Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian were both banned from Ferrari.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Because they did body modifications.
Yeah, they
right?
did body modifications. Like a BBL? It doesn't even look like it was that nothing. Modified, but this was Justin Bieber.
Honestly, it makes it look awesome. Worse. No, I think it looks worse.
Oh, really? I think it looks sick. Oh,
yeah, so he did that, and then they reached out, and they're like, "No more for you."
Yeah, that's a cool club to be in.
The can't get one anymore club?
That's
so annoying.
I mean, you think Justin Bieber gives a fuck?
But it's like, you already own it. Why do they have a say after? You know, like, if you're leasing it, sure, but you buy it, it's off the lot. It's not theirs anymore.
Bro, I spent $250,000 on four wheels. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go make your Italian espresso and go make me another fucking car. Like, gave you money for
that's it. That's like you get broken up with by your girlfriend and then she goes and dates another guy and you're like, yeah, you can't get a haircut though. Like, you're not with me anymore.
Right.
You can do whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
She gets a BBL and you're like, you're banned from ever sucking my dick again.
She goes, good. I hate your fucking dick.
But it's my lease is up in a couple of months and I was thinking about a car to get and I wanted to get another Tesla just because of convenience and electronics and like, I don't want to go back in technology, you know?
Just get on a Tesla. You're fine.
I know, but it's so annoying to like, first of all, I do want to go into the Tesla dealership, which is always at some fucking kiosk at the Century City Mall. It's not even like a regular dealership. And just be like, I want to pull up the NY Post and say, this is the news and be like, hey, give me a discount. Your CEO is kind of nuts.
Here's the thing though. I'll guess that the car price is going to go up.
Just like his hand.
Exactly.
And why do you think that?
Because the value of him as a human is more now, I think. Because as much as we think that people are mad at him, yes, there's people mad at him. But there are so many more people who love him.
Think?
Yes. Yes. It's all echo chambers, though. Not you specifically, but just because your phone, everything on your phone is saying that, oh, down with Elon, that's your phone. That's what you believe. That's not what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's the Trump effect. If your phone says, if you're a person who doesn't like Trump, your whole phone's going to say, I don't like Trump, and every article, blah, 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 right? So then you're going to think the entire world reflects your phone, but it's not real.
Oh, right.
That's why when he won the first time, everyone's like, whoa, how the fuck did you win? It's like, buddy, we travel all the time. Yeah. You remember these fucking crowds? That's how he won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So as much as people think that people don't like Elon, yes, there's a ton of people don't like Elon. And I respect everyone's opinion, but like, it's not everybody. It's not even close to everybody. It's such a small fraction of people. There are a lot of people who think he's doing great work. And I don't read this stuff, so I don't know what's fucking happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my take. But I also would like to finish my point about people that are not buying Tesla because of Elon. Do you know who makes your phone? Do you know who gets the shit that's in your phone? Like caves of hell. And they get paid one Starburst and a half a gold doubloon.
It's the yellow one, too.
And, yo, they hate it.
Yeah.
It's unwrapped. Yeah. A cat bit it.
Not even the red or the pinks.
No.
Cat bit it.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, maybe I just got annoyed because just that, because I have that car. And I go, are people going to think this about me?
No. There's going to be, listen, will there be?
But,
yes, but it's just like posting a video. Are there going to be people in there that are gonna be like, this is the most unfunny clip ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the majority of people are going to be like, wow, this is very funny.
The internet is so funny. Today I looked at my notifications and there's two notifications top to bottom. And the first comment said, bro does not miss. He cracks me up literally every single time. Skull, skull, skull. Next one, bro is not funny.
Yeah.
100%. That's just the world.
Yeah.
And isn't that crazy?
You know what's great? Is when people go, this ain't funny. And there's 17 comments that says, kill yourself immediately. And it's great.
Yeah. The world ain't
defend me. I love it.
The world ain't nothing but a Gatorade flavor.
Go ahead.
Everybody goes, I love blue Gatorade. Somebody goes, man, fuck blue Gatorade.
Yeah.
All right. I hate yellow Gatorade.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Every video is just a Gatorade.
Yep.
And when it bombs, it's a Propel.
But everything is that, though. Everything is that.
But when you simplify it to like, your art isn't any bigger than a Gatorade, I don't know why that like makes me like, really like, oh, all right, that's just perspective.
Yeah.
If you are funny.
But that's what makes it fucking go around, dude. Yeah. If everyone liked the same thing, we would be a communist Germany.
BMW.
There we go.
But I don't know why that just, maybe it's this MCT oil Jack gave us before the show.
Yeah, what is this? What am I on right now?
But it made me really simplize.
Simplize? Maybe you're not reading.
I'm not. Dude, reading's so hard. It takes me so long to get through a page. It's like, dude, four pages? I'm like, what has this been, 20 minutes? I just like
what book are you reading?
A few.
Oh, well, that's the problem. Are you kind of skipping around?
Dude, I'm like gooning, but with books right now.
What are you doing?
I ordered three books.
Yeah, yeah.
And one I started reading, but then another one I started reading. And I was just like, you know what I realized about books? They just regurgitate a lot of the same shit. They all talk like they're trying to hit a word count. They're like, and so the way to best optimize your money earning, and when you want to optimize money earning, and when you want to earn money, you need to optimize. I'm like, what is fucking happening?
Yep.
Yeah. And sometimes I read it, I go, did I read the same sentence twice? And then did you? I'm like, just get to the point. You know what TikTok, when you can fast forward on TikTok and hold it down? Mm-hmm. I wish I could do it with my brain.
You could. You can fast forward to audiobook. Books. You can fast forward. Yeah, you take 10 pages in once and you just move forward.
Holy shit.
It's really easy. And you could actually rewind too, right to the front.
Yeah, but I need somebody to read those pages really quickly out loud. You know when he does like the ads and speed it up? Because... Yeah. If you just take 10 and go forward, that's not fast forwarding. That's skipping a chapter.
Ooh.
That's like when you go piss during a movie and you walk back and all of a sudden she's blowing another man.
I
like,
hate
who the
it.
Fuck's this guy?
Yeah. This is Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say is I don't know why that Gator comparison really simplified. There we go.
There we go.
Simplified the internet. A video is just a Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
I love this Gatorade. You don't. And that's fine.
Yeah. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Not everyone needs one though.
Everyone needs an asshole.
So I'm closing the tab for the gold thing that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
They used to bite it.
What the fuck?
They used to bite it to see if it was real.
If it bent, it was real.
Yeah, isn't but that?
Can you
this is some shit where they would drown witches. That's the same. bite it and bend it.
Can you just look this up? What did things cost in like the cowboy days? Also, you know, funny enough, could you even guess what year the cowboy days were? I have no fucking
1847.
Idea. It wasn't? So, or the cowboy days after the Civil War? Because in my head, the cowboy days were like, was like, no, they had guns. Oh, sure, fuck.
What did you say? What?
1847.
Yeah, 1840s to 1890s.
Holy fuck. History That's guy. Great. There I would go. Never guess that. So,
I'm
cowboy.
Oddly teed up today.
Wow. Okay, so ask them how much was a hotel? And then
a hotel? What the fuck?
Yeah, what did they have hotels back then?
I don't know. Did they? That's so funny to be a cowboy and be like, I need a place tonight for me and my noble steed.
That's what they would go in, they get a woman.
Horse parking.
Sex.
Yeah, I guess hotels are like the OG place because like Jesus couldn't find a hotel when he was being born.
Yeah, they're called inns.
Inns,
what?
Yeah.
That's a real thing?
Yeah. Jesus, it's so funny, dude. I would love to interview Jesus the people couldn't that find told a hotel? Jesus no. Mary was pregnant by an owl or whatever the fuck, whatever was in the book, right? Who fucked her? An angel?
I'm too Jewish to know what's going on right now.
Who is the angel that just laid out Mary, doggy style? What position was Mary when Jesus was conceived? That's what I want to know. Was it like this? I'm crushing. Sorry, what was that? Oh, the inn. So how much, like, I don't know how much things cost.
So it says $1 to $2 per night.
So they had dollars.
Yes.
But
I feel like they were all coin dollars. Like, I don't know if they had paper dollars yet.
Yeah, I'll figure that out.
Also, why do cowboys always have to make such a grand entrance? Did any of them ever just like walk in slowly to a bar or do they like, kick the saloon doors and go, hey, who's sucking my dick? There's only one room for one mouth in this town.
Oh, right.
And they start firing off.
How much was a woman? Sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions.
Oh, wow.
So they did have paper money, but it wasn't quite the dollar bills that we know today.
And it was based on real.
Were the president
gold.
Even? But who was on the dollar bill? Because the presidents weren't even. Were the presidents alive?
Yeah, sir.
How is do I say something dumb when you
were
hit me
the
with
president
a sir?
Alive yet?
When was George Washington? He was the first president, right? Or Abe Lincoln?
George Washington was the first president. And yes.
Do you think they even knew what the fuck a president was? He's like, you're a president. He's like, all right.
No, George Washington fought the motherfucker so we could have a country. Fought the British so we could have a country. Then we seceded, said fuck you, and then George Washington was the first president because he was like the general that helped beat the fucking
Okay, so they used to be war generals that we became president?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee. Wasn't Robert E. Lee a president?
I can look that up, but it used to be dollar bills were all from different banks.
So
like there would be a West Bank, a North Bank, East, whatever, South, and they would put
You said West Bank?
Yeah.
Gaza? Go ahead.
They would just put symbolic images like Lady Liberty or random cool people that they like.
So the store ran cool people. That's so funny. That's how Pocahontas got on or something. Yeah. But what am I saying? So I guess the store would say yes or no to accept a dollar from a certain bank?
Yes. Yeah. It was all up to whoever.
Not too bad.
No. How much was the woman question? Yeah.
How much is a woman now?
Jack? You can tell us.
We had the same joke. Oh. Oh, I could tell you. Yeah. But that's international dollars.
That's pounds.
When I swiped the card, do you think Chase was like, come on, bro?
They know. On,
man. I'm in Amsterdam.
It just says, they see the location, says, like, yeah.
It says red light pussy inn. Yeah. Like, what do you think?
He's not putting a down payment on a house.
Yeah, he's not getting a steak.
Down payment on some puss. Oh, medium rare.
So pretty much the Cowboys were happening during the Civil War time. So I guess Cowboys were just chilling in the West more. Because, like, if you think
Cowboys
about this,
are just pirates on land?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. They didn't care about anything. Because the Civil War all happened on the East Coast.
So real quick, how much was a woman... A lot to recap. How much was a woman, comma, can we hear the Bad Baby Beef song, yes, comma?
Oh, we got all
what
these
did pirates
tabs
look like? Because I feel like movies portrayed them as these Jack Sparrow looking fuckers, but like cowboys, were we accurate? What any of these guys look like, or did Hollywood just portray them as like Clint Eastwood type shit?
I think pirates were pretty accurate. Because if you look at pictures of like-
they ain't shaving out there.
No. But if you look at like paintings of like Blackbeard and pirates like that, like they look paintings. They paintings
oh yeah, but like, is there like photos or this was pre?
No, I think right around the Cowboy Days photographs were coming about. Yeah, I think we're like pretty accurate on what the towns and the cowboys look like. The first guy to invent the look at that.
What the hell is this?
Dude, you know how bad they smelt, bro.
This is pirates.
Yeah, so they pretty much just had the clothes of the 1700s. But with killing.
I wonder what was their like supreme or like what were they wearing? Like, right.
What was their Tom Ford?
Yo, you got a pocket watch? Like, what do you think was their like chrome hearts?
Right.
A prostitute back in the day was 50 cents to a dollar. Sometimes paid in gold dust or nuggets. Higher end brothels or fancy ladies could charge $5 or more.
Okay, let's not get out of hand here. Dude, that's a month on OF.
Dude, $5. So you can get a room. So let's break it down, right? So you get a hotel room for $1. So right now, let's just break this down real-time dollars. So right now you get a Marriott, right? For let's say $200 a night, which is on the expensive side, right? So that means that some of these prostitutes were $1,000.
He was saying 50 cents to a dollar.
Oh, 50 cents. So 100.
Five was $100. Like, five was like peak. Okay. Peak wench.
Or gold dust.
So
gold dust is hilarious. She getting her dick sucked and sprinkling on her.
Oh, yeah. Salt bay right on her fucking head.
Gold dust seems... that like
dude,
that's
one
no different
sneeze,
than sucking dick for crack. But like, how does that work? You just nut and then you reach into your little jar. You pinch into her hands. She's wiping her mouth. Thank you. Life's not real. People were sucking dick for gold.
Yeah.
Talk about a gold...
digger.
I was gonna say, I was trying to think of a throat pun. Gold rush.
Goddamn. I mean, come to think of it, man, most women have given head to a penis that has been in somebody else's asshole.
Yes.
It's awful.
It's not a great way to think about it, but yeah.
Yeah. So it's awful.
Well, hopefully there's showers intermittently.
Sure, but in the past, it's been in somebody else's
think
asshole.
Think about like a gangbang. It's like you're in ass, and then a dick's up there. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, this is my perspective on it. It's like maybe if you're in a gangbang, that's really funny. That room probably smelled horrendous. All that rubber.
It's latex and like
somebody
hippie
somebody
pussy.
Blew up a dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
But you think in a gangbang where like if somebody's in the old ASS, and then he moving around, and then the girl like goes to top it. She knows. It's like you know when you
she knows.
You know when you get a bag of peanuts and you get the one weird peanut.
Uh huh.
I think that's probably what it's like. She's like normal dick. Normal dick. And then she gets the one that was in her ass. Like
oh.
It's like
a
sour peanut.
Yeah, it's duck dick.
Like soft. Yes. Fascinating.
Yeah. ATM. What? Ass to mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a porn category. I wouldn't know. But it's a porn category.
And you're still off it.
Still feeling good. No porn.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it looks like anymore. Huh?
I'm going to jerk you off.
You could jerk me off?
Surprise. But it'll be consensual.
Dude, a supplies jerk off is hilarious.
A surprise?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Stop, stop.
Surprise morning head. I'm out. I know that's it's a horrible take, but I'm out.
It sounds good before you go to bed at night. Like, yeah. Oh,
I'm going to wake you up.
You wake up, you got to pee. Then you got to get back in bed and pretend like you're asleep. You're like role playing. You're like, I'm going to go to bed real quick.
Yeah.
Just blowing
I
was you.
Like, let me, like, I need a second to wake up.
So the caveat is no porn, but have you beat?
No.
Oh, wow.
There's no nothing.
Wow.
No.
There's
no
only nothing. Vagina.
Wow. Only vagina. I will say that, like, there's no way that this is. That this is gonna stay like the no porn there thing. I think I can manipulate, but like the no jerk off like the rest of my life. That's not.
There we go.
What am I, Catholic priest?
Well, they jerk off with a different way.
Go ahead.
So, do you remember when Michael said he used to like fake seizures?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I mean, I did in the mall. You mean?
I saw this thing on the news where a thief was faking seizures to steal puppies. I think it's like the greatest way to start stealing things.
Go ahead, play this.
I'm gonna do this so I come too quick. Gigi, I'm gonna walk in.
So one guy falls and then the other guy steals.
Oh, I mean, this is the loudest thing ever.
Oh,
stop, stop,
stop. Oh no. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
No.
I have so many questions. First of all, he didn't even try to be discreet. He like ripped the lid off. Yeah. And then like stiff arms are. Yeah. I mean, this guy deserves the deepest, darkest prison.
Same guy?
No, one guy falls and the other guy goes and steals the dogs.
You think they rock, paper, scissors, who does what?
That was
awful.
God damn it.
That was awful across the board. Horrible person, horrible execution. And then grabs the dogs like by the neck like they're two little kittens.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I feel like there's better ways to go about that. Also, have a seizure in the back of the store so people got to walk up there.
Oh, 100%. Smart.
Yeah.
I've done this once twice. I think I got my cat. Also, he didn't even look at his seizure. He just collapsed. Aren't you supposed to shake a little bit?
Oh, true. Yeah.
I mean.
Also, puppies at a store are like $6.
Are they really?
They're not expensive. Like at a pet store like that? If you get them like on Craigslist and shit.
They look like Frenchies.
So they were bulldogs and they were priced at $4,000 each.
Oh, I'm surprised there's not more people in there having
seizures. Just for something to shit in your house.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Maybe that's going to be the new gold.
Frenchies. People love Frenchies. They go for like $20,000.
They go for $20,000. They die in 11 minutes. Dude, they literally.
They're shaped like a loaf of bread.
They have the lifespan of a mosquito. They don't live long at all.
They it's look like they should have more body. Like there's so much skin, but there's not enough body.
And the face look like you ran into a bus.
Yeah. It's like
it looks like an accordion.
It's like, you know when you used to like take the paper off a straw and you'd hit it down?
Yeah.
And it's like the bottom? Like that's what it looks like. It's got so much extra. It looks like Fat Bastard at the end of Austin Powers.
It just can't, breathe.
And then how people hold it when they're like walking around, it's like a purse, like an accessory. They're like, yeah, it's a Frenchie, $20,000. I'm like, he's going to shit all over your McLaren.
Yeah, and then in 3 years, he's going to pass away.
I'm done with people flexing. Ah, this is my money. This is my car. This is my dog. Shut, it's a fucking dog.
You're not happy. You wouldn't be doing this
right.
If you were
you need
fucking
validation.
Happy.
I'm just, what are we flexing for? What are we flexing for?
For the gram?
Hose?
Eat a gun. I mean, hose, sure.
But yeah, but
dude,
like,
if you're flexing and that type of woman likes that, it's a horrible woman.
Right. Yeah, so what do guys expect when they post a photo of like their Rolex or their like Mercedes, like just on the grid? Just girls like, oh, fuck, hot money. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Wow. That's what.
But it does work. It does work. In the simplest form, it does work.
Goddamn. It does work, but those type of people are horrible.
Right.
But I am sick of, I agree with you, man. I am sick of the flex. I really am. I'm sick of sitting, I just see dudes in like good, like really, really nice cars just sitting on the street alone. That's sad.
But that
music fully, the car on, music fully blasting.
Oh, yeah. There's something about, but like, yeah, that's a different kind of loneliness or filling that void. But when it goes to Instagram and it's just like, a photo of their Starbucks and then the Ferrari wheel. We're like, yeah, we get it, man. No, we see. No, we see it.
Yeah.
Or when like people take a selfie on the Rolls Royce with the seat behind.
Yeah.
And the logo's always showing like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You see? Oh, we see it. I don't know.
No, I do it.
What would you?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what would you do if like you just saw my Instagram story one day and it was just, I just started posing shit like that, like dead serious.
I mean, for the
Lambo
first
truck.
For the first couple times, I would think you were just fucking joking.
Right.
If you kept doing it, I'd call you.
Like, hey.
Hey, you good, man?
Hey, you good? You got a lime green Lambo.
Yeah, what's happening? You're not even divorced yet. Yeah. I would think, yeah, I think there's something wrong. You know, something happened. You fell on your head at the Comedy Store, or you're real sad.
Yeah, just posting like flex stuff just seems so like, I forget what it is. It's a, I don't know. I just feel like flaunting that is just not like, I don't know. It just doesn't make me feel great about somebody. Like, oh.
Yeah, no.
It's also weird like, oh, rob me. Come rob me. Hey, look
at. Well, come rob me thing's hilarious. But also it's like the type of person that you are, like you have a low evaluation of yourself if you're constantly doing that. Listen, man, if you work really hard and you got the car your dreams,
yeah,
and you took a picture of it, you're like, man, I've been working, but whatever. And you're like, I finally got the car my dreams. Cool. That's not a flex to me. That's like I work really hard and I accomplished my dream. But like, if you do that, you know, you see everyone, so many people do that. They have a fucking, you know, an iced out Rolex and they took a, it's like, that's why I always yell this podcast about fucking, what's his name? The rapper, the fucking Rick Ross. Mm-hmm. You're sad. You're sad. I've never seen him with friends in my life. And he walks around his fucking mansion. Yo, I got this fucking iced out bird. Blah, blah, blah.
Is that your Rick Ross
Get a
voice?
Friend.
Was that your Rick Ross voice?
I don't know what it
is. He's the deepest. I want to serve her. I will say his verse on Devil in a New Dress with Kanye. Not a great name to be talking about right now. But his verse on that is so good.
No, he's good. He's a great rapper. I really, I respect his talent. But he needs to get some friends. He has no friends. He's always alone.
Yeah, but when you're that rich and you're just a rapper, you're like, you have no idea who's around you for good and bad.
No one. I hear you, but it's just like, but it is just like in our profession, right? If you have someone that's really, really famous that don't have friends, like what happened? Like what happened? Like I understand that if you get to a certain level, you have to isolate a little bit. That makes total sense to me. But like major comics who are very famous and very wealthy, a lot of them have so many friends. And they're all comic friends.
Yeah.
But like, you didn't really see Chappelle alone. You don't see Chris Rock alone. Like,
yeah.
Kevin Hart has a whole, like, you have friends you came up with, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but if you, that fame is that big and you have no friends, like, you're like, not that, I don't know if regardless of them friends, but I'm just saying everything he posts on social media is like him flexing with nobody there. You're just in a 19-room mansion with 17 parakeets and one llama alone. Cool, man. Cool.
Dude, being alone then hearing the sound of a llama at the middle of the night. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You'd have massive dinners. You know one cousin.
Well, usually,
just a bunch of hoes that are there just to fucking flex that they're at Rick Ross house.
Yeah,
you're not even a person. You're a brand now.
Yeah.
No one likes you.
You're like wings on the side of a restaurant that people just want to take a photo with.
Oh, dude, that is fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
because
wings on the side of a restaurant.
Because if you think about it, and maybe this is checks out, but around that age, I don't know how he is. Let's say he's 40. He's probably older. But around that age of 40, usually you're pretty balls deep, comma, in family. Not in your family, but you're pretty, and that's a point where.
Depends on what family, but yeah.
South, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Alabama. Barker. But at that point, I feel like there's waves of friends where it's like you have your core hometown friends and maybe your work friends, but then around 40 or something, you start taking your kids to school and then you become friends with those parents.
Yep.
So you're always kind of adding slowly friends, work friends, or friends, your kids' friends, parents, like that. Yep. But if you're just rapper and you're 40 and alone, you're like, I don't got any kids to take care of or go to school. I'm not dropping them off. There's no way Future's dropping off his kids at the goddamn school.
No. Future doesn't know the name of his kids. There's no way. You think the Future literally, if you put a fucking mic in front of his head right now, you go, name your kids. He'd be like,
shit.
Shit. Like, one,
Russell
two,
Wilson.
three. You said Russell Wilson. Statement quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, Sierra.
Yeah.
He dated Sierra for a minute, and Sierra's with Russell Wilson.
Is that Sierra rumor true?
Yeah, why was it always known?
Always. What's the rumor?
That Sierra, you know, might not be Sierra. Sierra might be Nick.
You didn't have that one in school?
I had it in school.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no. that was an OG.
Really big one in school, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never heard that.
Does Sierra have kids?
Well, Sierra can still get
it. Yes, they have kids.
Or Nick can still get it. Yeah, Sierra's kids with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. What was the other one? It was like some other guy could suck his own dick. That was the two that she always knew as a kid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Manson. The other one was, what's his name? Got a hamster in his ass. I'm serious. What's that motherfucker? Greer.
Richard Greer?
No, Gear. Richard Gear. Type in Richard Gear hamster.
What? This is a rumor?
It's a rumor.
Imagine being this guy and you're super successful.
Here we go.
Like, yeah, you got a dribble in his ass.
It's a gerbil.
To California Cedars-Sinai Hospital to have a gerbil surgically removed from his rectum. A story spread by word of mouth, coast to coast, often repeated as a second-hand account of something that happened to a friend of a friend of someone who worked at the hospital. Legends of gerbiling first emerged in the early 80s, mostly spread gerbiling. By ignorance and homophobia.
Gerbiling. All right, pause it right there, please. So gerbiling's a real thing?
I guess so.
Dude, it's so fucked. Imagine being a gerbil. You're like, I just want a block of cheese. Why is it so dark in here?
And why does it smell like cheese?
That's fucked.
So,
is he still alive?
Richard the gerbil?
Yeah, Richard Greer.
Yeah, he's still alive.
That sucks because when he dies, all people are going to be like, oh, now you know how the gerbil felt. Like, people are going to always associate that with him, which is fucked.
And to me, if a rumor gets that big, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
So, but gerbiling is a real thing. Dog, ow. Fucking ow. Like a burrowing gerbil in your ass. I mean, get a dildo.
But also, if I'm a gerbil, I'm like, it feels pretty warm. It's nice to have some dirt.
Yeah, gerbil. I mean, but how do you, like, how does it get out? Does it pass away in there? God damn. Oh, this is terrible.
I don't think anyone can know for sure if it's true or not, but...
The idea of gerbling or the Richard Gere thing?
The Richard Gere, just the idea. But I think the idea can be true. Anything can go up your butt if you try hard enough.
I don't think you have to try, though. I think a gerbil just goes in there.
Yeah, that feels like it would bite up your insides. And
can you imagine the post-nut regret? Got to return it at the fucking PetSmart.
Walking into PetSmart hobbling. I like to make a return. All right, where is he? We got to go to Kaiser.
Yeah, do you have a snake? Dude, a snake could get the gerbil.
Snake could get the gerbil out.
It would still feel good.
Yeah, I know. The snake's in your ass. Now you look like you have a tail.
Oh, why wouldn't you do a snake?
What? Put it up there?
Yeah. Why are we so weird as people? Like humans? Like, what is it in that person's life where they found themselves in West Village, New York, in a basement at 4 a.m, high on meth and fucking, and in front of guys with masks, having a gerbil shoved up your ass? You know how many wrong turns you got to make in your life to end up there?
Yeah, and what was before that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
mouse? Like what led you to that?
Yeah, because that's level 12.
To that point, what led you to being like,
yeah,
man,
level 8
bored.
Was like a
my ass can get it.
Yeah, what do you do? Like
Xbox controller.
Xbox controller.
Do you mean Xbox controller's been shoved in somebody's hoo ha?
Oh, daily.
And then you just run in a corner and just like try to get shot, so it just vibrates. I wonder what the most random thing a girl's ever gone off with would. Is like something that vibrated that you wouldn't expect, you know?
Yeah, that was fucking dolls. The first thing I would fuck. Yeah, Cabbage Patch dolls getting fucked.
Where?
In the basement. In my mom's basement.
And you like?
And like old ones, my sister like wasn't playing with anymore. So it was like those really old ones that had like one eye, no clothes on.
Your mom's about to donate them to the Salvation Army. Like, hold on.
Yeah.
We got a date tonight.
I got a different army. You just fucking pipe it down. That was before I was coming. Just air. That doll would get aired the fuck out.
Yeah, boy, that was
like you come a lot, like come and then 18 seconds later, you're like, I'm doing that again. Just down the mom's thinking of playing Sega Genesis. I'm not. NBA Jam? No.
Jam my dick in a cabbage
patch. Oh, yeah. Those cabbage patches are always getting fucked. Yeah, bring up a picture of Raggedy Ann. Andy. Raggedy Andy, I think is what it's
Andy.
Called. Raggedy Ann? No, Raggedy Ann.
She scared Sierra? Me as a kid.
Dude, Raggedy Andy would get fucked too. I didn't give a shit. There's no genders back then. Yep. That thing would get fucked.
She definitely terrified me. I had a bunch of them.
Dude, she looks like Trippy Red back in the day. Dude, you'd pipe those things down?
Oh, they would get fucked. I could get hard thinking about it. That one. See this the one that's holding Andy's hand?
Andy?
Wait.
That's Raggedy Andy, and that's Raggedy Annie.
Wait, which one would you bang?
I didn't care.
Yeah, they looked
the
same.
There was no genders for me. I didn't give a fuck. I'd fuck a dinosaur.
Wait, so you just cut like a hole and then...
No, there's no holes.
So how would you...
I'd lift the dress up. And then just rub around.
That's terrifying.
That is
just in the dimly lit basement, praying that my stepbrother didn't come down,
or praying he did.
Yeah, or yeah, you're right.
That's crazy.
I know. I could still like smell the basement.
You got a gerbil up there, man.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you, if back in the day, if someone was like, "This gerbil, you should do this," I'd probably do it. You're so impressionable and horny, dude. Those are two things that are like awful combinations: horny and impressionable. Those will get you in. Those will get you into a creek at 2 a.m. Fucking a scarecrow. You don't know what's going on back then.
You'll just try anything. Anything. Like my neighbor growing up, he could finish. He was a year older than me, so he was already doing it. And I would just ask so many questions. I'm like, you were my Google. You've done the thing.
Yeah.
He got like head from a girl. I was like, what the fuck?
Funny thing is, he probably didn't.
No, he did.
How did you confirm it?
They would talk about it. He makes, sorry, we were up there. Yeah, anyway, that's what I said his name, but they would like talk about it.
And Raggedy Andy?
Pretty much, but they would talk about it and they'd be, and I would just be like captivated. I was like, it was modern day plug talk. They were just, but they would like, we were hanging out like a summer of like ninth grade and then they would like go up to their room for like 30 minutes and come back down. That's I'd be like, what? You did?
Oh, that's. Dude, those moments when you watch your friends come back downstairs, you're like, oh my God, let me smell your fingers.
I don't know whether to be jealous, proud, mad, happy, angry.
All of it.
A range of emotions. If I had a mood ring on, it would be flashing. I was just, but like you had all he had all the answers. You were my Google.
Yeah.
I'd be like, he could have told me to be like, rub your dick in some dirt. I'd be like, cool. Call me Joe because I'm in that dirt.
I guess that's what we do now. Yeah, but I remember so many parties you would like watch like your boy and like his girlfriend or some girl you're talking about just walk back downstairs. Her hair is a little ruffled.
Oh.
Like cheeks a little fucking red.
Yeah.
Oh, what were y'all doing?
Does one of these.
But
I think everybody's, well, maybe myself, pretty impressionable if I'm starting something new. If I just got into stand-up comedy and some big comedian was like, yeah, every time before you go on stage, tap your left shoe twice. I'd be like, all right,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anytime you start something new, I'm just very impressionable. And then you just find what your own impressions are.
God. Dude, those parties where you like would like hook up with someone, dude, my heart would be beating out of my fucking chest. I'm just saying like you're at like a house party like in high school and you like find out that girl that you really like that goes to other high school, whatever, she's there and her friends relay that she like thinks you're cute and you're my heart fucking beats.
It's like a season finale. In
oh
your head.
God! Then you just walk. You're like, hey, what's up? And you start talking, have a few beers, and you just start like fucking making out. And she's like, maybe like, do you like want to go upstairs? And you're like, dude, I can feel my heart, and then just fucking go upstairs. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
All that buildup just to come quick on a futon.
Oh, dude, just so quick and then act like you didn't come, then have to pray God you can come again.
What do you think was the dumbest or funniest excuse you ever had when you came too quick?
Dude, I don't.
I don't come too quick.
I did, dude. I came quick as fuck, but I would always time it good. Like I told you so many times, like I feel like I was gonna come, I would just act like I'm about to eat a girl out and then come all over the sheets. But I'm telling you, but and then go back up and fuck again. But like, but there were so many times where like a girl, not so many times, like a couple times.
But
like
how long would like, you be down there for?
Bro, until I'm ready to go again. Until I'm ready to fuck again. But dude,
it's like a jawbreaker down
bro,
there.
When about, you're 15, about
how many licks
bro,
in the center of a fuck?
But when you're 15, like you don't need no goddamn blue chew. Like okay, you're yeah. hard yeah, yeah, yeah. and ready to fucking go. Yeah. I could reload. It's like a Nerf gun. Just all you gotta do is find the Nerfs and put it back in.
Pump the musket.
Yeah.
And would you be down there kind of fondling your? What is fondling? Is fondling like touching?
Yeah, but I wouldn't
back
need
in the
to
day?
Fondle. I wasn't not hard anymore. I just needed to get. I needed to fill back up with cum.
Oh wow!
But when you're 15, dude, I fill back up lickety split.
But did you ever have like an excuse where you came super quick?
No.
Really?
No.
I remember one time years. When I lost my. No, not lost my. When I first hooked up with my high school girlfriend. The first time we ever had sex, I think I came within maybe 4 seconds. I'm telling you, I put the condom on, I ding dong, all ditch. I literally put it in and I blamed it on the condom. I was like, oh man, yeah, these condoms are just so weird. Like, I don't know. I didn't even say I came. I think I just said I got soft.
Oh, really?
Dude, there she could see the condom.
There were so many times where I would come in the condom and then just keep fucking. And then just
bro, those extra four pumps in your head, you think are gonna make her be like, wow, he lasted 19 seconds.
But I'm telling you, man, like when I was that age, I could come, stay hard, and then keep fucking until I could come again.
That run flat.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, so I would fuck and there would be so much semen in the condom.
Yeah, but then I would get in my head and be like, what if it overfills? What if it overflows but and it, somehow it gets its way in there?
Buddy, but when I was that like young, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck about like getting a woman pregnant. I just didn't want her to go back to her friends and be like, this motherfucker came quick. So I
that
would
is true.
I would fill you up with sin. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck? But just as long as I know that she don't have the ammunition to tell everyone in high school that I came quick.
God, those extra four pumps are so funny.
It wouldn't be an extra four pump, it'd be another round.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, for me at least, it's like it's like
now
you finish, it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's like getting shot in the back of the calf with a bow and arrow and still be like, yeah, but I can get another four steps out of this.
Here's
you're
the thing,
done.
Like, well, you're done, but maybe not. This sounds so whatever, but I really do think it's a mental thing.
Yeah. I think it's all mental.
If you just go, I'm not done. I'm not done. You just keep fucking plowing. Eventually, you're cocked. You're like, hell yeah, let's go again. Especially if I blew chew, put the ad in. But yeah, so many times.
I think it's all mental. Where it's like, if I tell myself like, oh no, you're not gonna be able to get it up. I'm not gonna be able to get it up. Mm. It's all connected,
yeah.
Right? There's
oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But the more present I am, the more like, oh god damn.
Yeah.
That's when your boy is all fucking brick house.
Yeah.
That's when your boy's all Shaq from the free throw line brick.
Yeah, but even now, dude, sometimes I have surprise nuts. Mm-hmm. Like my girl be on top of me, and I'm like, and I for sure don't have to come yet. And then like some movement and I go, ah, I'm coming. Like it's just out of nowhere. You ever have those out of nowhere comes? Where it's not even like, oh fuck, I'm gonna come, oh fuck.
It's sometimes just like, it's like defeat.
I'm
like,
coming.
A little bit. Sometimes like just defeat. Yeah, yeah. Defeat. You're like, I was gonna try to
go,
last any longer,
distance, yeah.
But you're like, what am I? You already.
Yeah.
Cause there's that edge where you're like, uh oh, if I don't switch it up real quick, I'm done. Uh-huh. And then they hit that one extra punt and you're like,
the one extra pump is a nightmare.
There it is.
Because especially when they're on top, you have no control. It's like boom, boom, boom. You got it. And then there's just one extra yang, yang, yang. And then you're like, dude, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some Raggedy Andy. You better get filled up.
They hit that combo, you know, the upright down
yeah,
C
what is
square.
That?
And you're like, ah, fuck. You
and
won.
Even, dude,
you won.
Sometimes even when a girl like leans up and like see the full body and like the hair, it's like women are so fucking hot, dude.
Oh yeah.
God damn. Like my girl has like super long hair. And so like, she just like gets up sometimes like she's on top and her hair just flows and it like the sun comes through the moonlight and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm coming right now. You Pocahontas hot woman.
What were you about to say?
Nothing.
Did it start with a B?
Yeah. BetterHelp.com. Put it in the thing.
Do you think sex is just a game of trying to get the other person to finish first?
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
It's no different than arm wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to win.
Yeah.
But at the end, a good game is everybody wins.
At the same time.
But when I was doing this in high school, I only wanted to lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I only wanted them to be like, finish. I'm like, all right. Yeah. I didn't even know when women could finish.
I know. I
no idea.
You told me that like year two of this podcast and I almost killed myself. I can't believe
nobody
you didn't
told
know
me
that.
I was just in high school. I'd finish and then roll over. I'm like, all right, good night. Just roll over a little 7-Eleven taquito. Good night. And she'd be like, what the fuck? But now it all makes sense. Do you want to help me finish? What? Packing.
Finish what? Your homework? I gotta go sleep.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God, banging a college dude. It's gonna be so funny.
College, moving a high school dude.
Yeah, but
I did
but
it last week. All right, sorry.
But like, so last weekend I was in San Jose doing shows and we were filming a sketch and we were kind of by my old frat house and we just stopped in just of course, just to get the nostalgia again. We like filmed a video at one of the other frat guys' houses, like right next to it. And dude, you go into a frat guy's room, it's like a twin bed, half a bed sheet, one like large napkin from Qdoba. There's twisted tees is like for a pillow. And the whole thing is just and you're like, dude, chicks wake up in here. Chicks wake up in here and be like, thanks for the night, Brian. Yeah.
And they're like excited to wake up there.
Yeah. But you missionary for 32 seconds and be like, sah. Put on Sopranos, and then you just come, and then she's like, wow. Like, I don't think you probably have good D-I-C-K. Sorry, I don't say it a lot. I don't spell it a lot. You probably don't get good dick until post-college.
Yeah.
Maybe some.
So you get some good dick in college,
In my frat, we all had bunk beds. There's not a lot of positions you can lay it down in bunk beds.
Dude, and when you are like a freshman or sophomore, you don't understand, in high school too, but you don't understand why, like, you really realize why they dated older men.
Ah.
You at the time, you go, what the fuck, dude? Staying a senior? Yeah. He has his own room in a car, and he doesn't come in 11 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, his bed is not a beer pong table. You know? Like, no shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world. But when you're a freshman, you're like, hold on, fucking Tiffany's dating blah, 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 lacrosse player? Yeah.
But that logic still transfers to this day.
Of course.
There's not a lot of couples you meet that are like, I'm 30, she's 30.
No.
There's usually some variance.
Yeah, I think that's like how, yeah. But yeah, to the earlier point.
Dude, you're fresh out of college, you're 22, you start dating another guy who's 22, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but you're 22 out of college, and you date some 29-year-old, like finance bro.
Yeah, you're like, he's got a Keurig in his bedroom. Holy shit, he's fucking motivated.
He's making like $400,000.
Yeah, he's got slippers.
He's got no roommates?
Yeah.
No roommates.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Makes sense. And he knows the bartender's name? Like, even, like, little shit.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Do you ever dap up a bouncer? Holy shit. I don't think that'll get a girl wetter than when you walk into a bar. Yo, what up, Trev? My God.
Oh, my God, dude.
Fuck.
Dude,
Oh, my God. He knows the bouncer?
Bro, my first date with my girlfriend, when we were leaving, the bartender goes, yo, man, really funny stuff. And I was like, I would have sucked his dick for 20 minutes.
You could be like, do you want to be president of the United States or relive that moment once a year? Oh, I'm reliving that moment. Dude, what else is
thank you so much, dude.
Oh my God.
What a cool, I was like,
The first time you get recognized on a date, I mean, we just sound really douchey right now.
Yeah, we do.
But I will say, like, it always feels good, but the first time I ever on a date got recognized, it was like after this girl stayed over, and this was like 7 years ago. And same thing. Yo, I don't want to say anything and like bother you, but like, dude, you're so funny, man. And you're like, oh, thanks, man. Yeah. And then you just go back to your omelet and you're like, yeah, man. So the economy. You downplay it like that even happened. Inside, I'm like, oh my God, he knows my stuff. And he goes like, wait, is that happening a lot? And you're like, literally a guy.
Can I get hit?
Yeah, the guy walks by. I love you, Trevor Noah. You're like, I'll take it. Yeah. Dude, I'll never forget that
moment. You suck feet. Walk away.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yo, how cast? You got close enough. Yeah, it was Santa Monica. It was the morning after. And the girl, like, a girl I went to college with stayed over. And the next morning, she, like, asked me some questions about the videos the night before. And, like, was probably somewhat skeptical. You know, whatever. I just told her day job at the time. But then next morning. Over pancakes.
Yeah.
When you go, yo, love your videos, man. That's crazy, man. Shit, man. Y'all got any more Mickey Mouse pancakes? It's like the downplaying it was so cool.
Yeah. But you probably thought you didn't look You probably thought you looked cool. You probably didn't. Like every time it happens, every time it happens and you're like trying to downplay it, like you're walking down the street and you're like with your girl, whatever. And someone's like, hey man, like your stuff, whatever. And then you're like, oh, thanks, man. And they want to pick. You're like, I'll pick, yeah. And then you keep walking. Those like 9 steps in the direction you're going, you probably, not you, I'm just saying generally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I probably think I'm like, yeah, anyway, so, but I'm probably like,
I hear you. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, I hear you. But like, I also feel like, the funniest thing about that is what you do right after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you try to pick up a conversation after. You're like, yeah, man, so shit. Yo, Sonic, they're not really on like rollerblades anymore. What were we saying? What were we saying about rollerblades? Like, it's just so funny that you can't like, you just like, you don't want to talk about it, but you're like, shit, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't.
Fan love, crazy, man. Anyways, what do you want? You want to go get a Whopper or something?
The Whoppers are so good.
But yeah, on a date, man, holy shit.
It is.
No better feeling.
None. I can just go home then. I just go home.
That's better than pussy. Yo, Trev, love your stuff, man.
Yeah.
Man, if you don't want to top me, those 4 dudes over there will.
Also, you can leave right now.
Did I ever tell you I was on this?
I have a leg task glove at home.
Holy shit. Did I ever tell you I was on this date and it was just so horrible. Just bombing. This was a while ago. But she was so hot. I think it did say this. She was so hot. And just no substance. No. We're not vibing.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I there was a table to my right, a little bit farther away. Afterwards, I got a DM. I was like, yo, that was us at the restaurant, dude. Something along the lines of like, glad to see you with an absolute baddie. And I'm like, honestly, good. In their head, I went home, smashed, drove away in a fucking cheetah print Ferrari. In reality, I'm sitting there like, we don't have good chemistry.
Yeah.
So the fact that they saw me, I'm like, I don't even give a fuck. That was better than getting laid that night.
Dude, those dates I don't miss, bro.
All right, you guys want to do this voicemail right here?
Hi, guys. Big fan of the podcast. Well, I just have a little story. So all my childhood, I always had a sneaking suspicion that my dad did porn, but I never could prove it until recently. I Googled his name and the word porn behind it. Let's just say I may have thought it was a little chocolate starfish, but it doesn't end there because when I was Googling it, my husband's best friend was also in the Discord, and he also Googled it. Let's just say he took it a step further, and he beat it. He beat it to my dad. I should let my husband look at the video and see if me and him got the same
Is she talking stuff. Through a drive-thru right now? It's so hard to understand her. So she... Thanks. Is it still going?
Yeah, it's good.
She thought her dad did porn. She looks it up. And then somebody on Discord jerked it to her.
She found it. Yeah. She said,
well, that's
she
how
found,
Discord works.
Yeah. She looked at his chocolate starfish, which she, I don't know why she brought up that detail, but,
what's his asshole? Chocolate starfish?
Asshole.
His butthole.
Oh, she looked at his asshole.
Mm-hmm. And then, so she sent it into a Discord and the guy, her friend, jerked off to it.
That's Discord. You send any link in Discord, it's finna get jerked too. I don't give a fuck. Sale at Bloomingdale, jerked.
I mean, fucking.
John Blue's gift card,
like
jerked.
Clip from Paw Patrol, she's getting jerked.
So she thought her dad did porn. I mean, dude, think about how many babies now are being born to OF mothers and eventually are just gonna be like, yeah, my mom's tits are online.
Yeah, I mean, I think
pretty cool.
What do you think the percentage of people walking the earth that their like nude body is online?
I would love to know the stats between now and like 20 years ago. It's got to be fucking
much more.
We probably quadrupled. That's a modern day gold rush. Ooh, OF is gold rush for tits.
Wow, it is. And if that's the only way you can tell if it's a fake tit or not. You put it in your mouth.
Bend
it. Wow.
But I also think it's going to be so normalized. But I mean, dude, I could imagine being like a seventh grader back in the day and finding out that like one of my boys' moms did anything of that regard. Yeah. Like I would be losing. Now as an adult, I would be like, yeah, whatever. Get your money. Do what you got to do. Tits or tits. But if I was in seventh grade and found out that your mom had her tits online.
Oh, God.
Oh my God. I would only sleep over at your house.
All of my bar mitzvah money. And buy every level of OS.
Dude. Oh, what?
I don't know. All the money, buy all of it.
If your mom's?
No, I'm just saying if I found out, if I was a kid,
mom. But I'm just saying like, first of all, I would make so much fun of that guy, but I would get so nervous on the mom. She'd be like, do you guys want Cheerios? I'd be like, tits, milk.
Oh yeah,
breast milk.
Oh yeah, dude. Did I?
I'd be fascinated.
Did I ever say that my like a porn star lives in my dad's building? Did I ever say that?
No, no, no.
Yeah, my dad told me even like before I even went into the because he moved in there fairly recently, whatever. And yeah, she like walks around the building and everybody knows. And it looks like an older porn star.
Yeah. Like, there's too many bald men going into her building.
Oh, dude.
If you have more than two bald guys entering your apartment, you do porn.
She doesn't do it now. Well, I mean, supposedly. I don't know what she does now.
What's her name?
Or I don't know. I could text my dad. I don't even know. But I don't know her name. But I saw her 3 or 4 times. And it's like clearly a porn star. Like, but she walks around the building. She works out at the pool. And everywhere she goes, every dude in there is like, that's a fucking porn star. It's a porn star. Like my dad will tell me, I'm like, I know, man. 19 minutes later, you know she does porn, right? I know. Mm-hmm. But so it's like, there's no, but that's my fear though about like these kids now. It's like their parents, there's going to be no like anonymity ever. Like you walk the earth forever and everybody knows. You know?
I think it's going to be more common though. Because like, I think back when I was in seventh grade, you knew of maybe one person that did porn, but like,
did you know? I didn't know
a girl in our high school.
Oh wow!
A girl in our high school was my grade. She was 2 years older. Her senior year in high school started doing porn, and it was like the whole town like shut down for like a day. It was like viral before you go viral. Like everybody was like, huh? Because the girl was in our grade. Oh. The sister was in our grade. So,
fuck.
So the sister was in our grade,
yeah.
The younger sister, but the older sister was, and dude, we were like, no fucking way.
Did everyone just try to Google fucking everything?
Yeah, because she had a different alias.
Oh.
And like, then her sister got super weirded out and like didn't talk about it. And then eventually,
here we go.
The sister, the younger sister starts doing porn.
No.
I should, we should get her on this podcast.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, the older sister stopped doing porn eventually. But yeah, dude, I...
How do you retire? Did they give you a golden dick?
Sew up your vagina. Two answers that would work.
Two answers that are very funny.
All right, this sock talk was interesting because we were talking about some flexes during the episode.
Yeah.
So what's the dumbest flex? Oh, this is from Jeremy. He says, what's the dumbest flex you've pulled to impress someone? I once bragged about winning a hot dog eating contest in high school to get a date. And she was into it.
Dude, I've said this before, but what she was into is so fucking funny.
She?
My dad would send me tuition for college. Send me tuition, put it in my bank account, and then I'd have to pay the school. Left the money in my account. So when I got the Wells Fargo statement, it would be like a paper statement. My bank account looked massive. Yeah. Mm. I would leave the paper statement on my desk for all the women to see when I would have like a girl over.
Yeah.
And I would leave it, like I had my desk was right next to my bed. Obviously, I didn't have a big room. And I would angle the fucking, like the statement towards the bed.
Staple it to a pillow?
I should have put it next to my hat collection. But that was like a dumb, and I don't think a girl's ever said anything about it.
I don't think that. Yeah, they've never.
They probably just didn't even look.
They probably saw your dad's name on it. Like, yeah, it's his dad.
No, it was in my bank account, so it was my name.
That's cool. So you had it on your like mobile app that like you had like $20,000 in college
or whatever it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it was gone. But I remember I on purpose would wait. I would have paper statements. I would wait for it to come before I would pay.
It's so funny that you'd have that sitting there. Then the next night, you're like, so you want to split the check?
She's yeah.
Like, what?
Oh yeah. Dude.
Think if I have anything like that. So what was the question? What's like your biggest,
what kind of yeah? What
what's
kind
the
of
worst flex?
Flex
I ever used to try and get some?
Yeah.
I mean, a funny one is when I lived in Studio City when I first moved to LA, and I was living in a pool house in the backyard on an air mattress. My friend Jason lived inside, and I was like, "Can I use your room to go on this date tonight?"
I remember this, yeah.
So I guess it was just that. And he had a bunch of like UCLA memorabilia like around the room because he had a bunch of brothers and went there. And I just lied and I was like, yeah, you know, my sister went there and I just didn't know the room at all. And I came so quick. So I guess faking that I had my own room.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not like, I wish I had one that was more like yours is great. Like, I wish I had one where I, like, screenshotted, like, a Dan Bilzerian Instagram story of checking account. But, like, man, what's the weather app today? Oh, shit. 8 mil? God, that's crazy. Shit. I don't really know if I have one money-wise like bro, that.
I did this thing in right when I moved to New York called Fantasy Party. I think I've said this to you, and you guys were like, I can't
Fantasy
you
Island?
No, it's called Fantasy Party. And it was literally like... What is the Thunder Down Under?
Oh, right, right.
But
yeah.
It's like a Thunder Down Under thing, mm-hmm. but like it was like in it had like a narrative. It was essentially just like so bachelorettes could watch young men fucking gyrate around, right? Yeah. But it was like, no, we're off Broadway because we were in a theater off Broadway. So it would be like off Broadway, right? So I was like really, really proud of myself. It was the first thing I was making money in New York. I was like, whatever. It was like Thunder Down Under, but like whatever. But I remember I was talking to a girl at a bar, and she was like, what do you do for work? And I mean, I guess technically I did it for work, but I didn't, that wasn't my income. I, like, was fucking a server at a restaurant. But she's like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, man, I'm an actor. And she's like, oh, are you anything I would know? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm in an off-Broadway play. Hey. And I remember just being like, dude, if she ever comes to my off, because it sounds so artsy.
Yeah.
If she ever comes to my off-Broadway play, I am fucked in the ass.
Yeah, but then you're also shirtless.
I'm wearing raincoats, and you take the raincoat off to It's Rainy Men, no shirt.
But you probably look hot up there.
I did, but it's not. But it's not, like
this
you know,
is worse. Like,
there
like,
is there?
Like, she could walk to Broadway and there's yelling inside of a cardboard box, to be or not to be, you know?
Correct.
Like, you could just be Piddler on the Roof, little pigeon on the roof, something. But to your, I mean, it is an orchestrated thing and your shirt's off. Like, at first you might be like, oh, I thought it was
like a play.
Yeah, play. Oh, it was Dick's Out.
Yeah. It would have been, I just remember as that's coming on my face, I'm like, bro, if she ever wants to come see this, what am I going to do? What is this? I don't even think it worked. I don't think we even fornicated. I just remember that so clearly. That's funny. I was in a bar right in fucking middle of Times Square. Fuck, dude.
One time, in Vegas one time I told a girl I was an actor. I was like 22 or something.
Yeah. The little fucking lies you do, because technically you are an actor, but like...
Oh, I was on MTV2 for half a second. I was like, yeah, I'm an actor. Had I made any money from that? No.
No.
Worked.
The greatest thing ever is when someone asks you what you did and you're like, oh, I'm a comedian. And they'd be like, oh, so you like, is that your only job? And the moment that I could say yes, it was the best fucking feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually it's like, oh, is that what else do you do?
Like, yeah,
oh,
what do you do for money?
Yeah. No. Fuck. Yeah, then you go, oh, well, I'm a server at the restaurant, but I do comedy. And I go, oh, cool. But the second I was like, no, it's just like what I do. And they go, oh,
that's a fucked up question.
But it is, and but it's there's, not because that's more, generally what it is.
Yeah,
because you generally go, so what do you do for money?
There is an underlying tone of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I remember my mom told me this story that like a couple of years ago, she bumped into somebody in my hometown, some parent, and they asked like, oh, how's Trevor? He's like, oh, he's a comedian. And she was like, or whoever was like, oh, okay, but like, what's his like regular job? She goes, no, he's actually full time and he's doing really well with it. And I was like, fuck yeah, mom. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
You dumb. I don't even know who it was. But like, that probably felt great as a mom to be like, oh yeah, he's doing his dreams and he's actually like good at it and making a career out of it. Let's go, mom.
Yeah. I'm still gonna buy that BMW though, mom.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys, this is secret stock. I got blackout drunk, stole a shopping cart from Target, and woke up in a stranger's kid pool. That's it.
A stranger's kid pool?
Yeah.
Blackout drunk, stole a shopping cart, woke up in a kid pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, just as long as you didn't steal the kids, we're totally fine.
My only caveat is those Target carts, don't they lock? Yeah. So he had to carry that.
It's pretty
heavy. How do they lock?
I don't know.
Dude, there's like certain turf that they like lock on?
I think it's like a magnetic fence. You ever seen a dog with like a...
Is it really?
I just forgot Gigi was in here the whole time. Jesus. Yeah, there's like a wire that lives underneath the ground and a little like shock that lives on the dog's collar. And so it knows like where it is, so it won't leave. Yeah. So you don't have to have the ugly
fence. I miss when shopping carts, this is such a boomer thing. I miss when shopping carts were like that silver and they were lighter. So you could whip those hoes. Like you could floss around the store. You know what I mean?
The fucking plastic ones are too heavy.
Well, the plastic ones, but like these giant red ones, I feel like they used to just be like one standard like chrome silver, and they're really light, so you could just maneuver around. Now they're all like red and robust, and you can put a kid in the front. And dude, the pop down.
It's not even your kid.
You put your kid in there. There's an ad right there. Like, there's some kid shitting on a real estate ad.
Yeah, you know what's funny is like
it's too much, too big of a cart.
The carts where the kids have their own thing and they feel like they're driving it. You're not driving it. That's who we are with the government. We think we're voting. We're not.
That is actually, yeah, that's a great A to B.
We're not voting. The Koch brothers are pushing the cart and we're like, we're driving. No, you're not. Is that an episode?
Yes. I think that is.
We did it. Guys, holy shit. Long episode, but we did it. We all feel great about it. Hopefully you do too. That is it. We love you guys. Tell a friend about the show. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon, drops every Friday, ad free. Go on patreon.com/sipsoftspod. It's only $5 a month. And a lot of great announcements coming on the Patreon. So sign up to hear about them. Also, come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blast on a tour. We love you. I got a big old dick.